Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
This Thursday is opening day at Constellation Field. The Blitz is kicking off the party with a live broadcast from the stadium. Come hang out with Fred and AJ for the pregame chatter and win some station gear. Tickets start as low as $8 with free parking. It's affordable family fun. Log on to the Sugarland Skeeters and get your tickets today.
Hit that high note one more time.
I don't, you know.
You tried.
I got to clear my throat, you know. Let me clear my throat. That's a remake.
Yeah. Right? Jerome's remake. Yeah. I want you to know, in the third hour, you can't sing the songs and call them remakes. They have to be the actual remakes, okay? I just don't want you singing us in and out of break for an hour.
I was going to go cut some songs.
I will hang myself if you do that. Okay, wait a minute. That was inappropriate.
It's not the time for hanging jokes.
So we got breaking news over the text line. Tight end Aaron Hernandez out indefinitely with a neck injury. All right. Got that in. That's a pretty good joke. Whoever sent that text in, I'm not going to lie. Take it from the comedian. Pretty good joke. I enjoyed it.
Take it from the comedian.
Yeah, better than any of the corny jokes I've come up with so far. That was pretty good. Didn't like it?
Out indefinitely.
With a neck injury.
Not a neck injury.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. I guess indefinitely does kind of fit.
It's like I said, wording. Yeah. It was succinct. There wasn't a lot of extra words in there.
Yeah,
it's a good joke. It's a quality joke. Whoever wrote that,
or
whoever you stole it from, which is probably more likely the case.
The what's the guy's name now? I can't even think of his name because it's not unfair, Mr. Jokic. The Texas Aggie, he was suspended indefinitely. So when I think indefinitely right now, I go indefinitely. He was suspended indefinitely.
Right.
For a team that he couldn't play for since he was not eligible to play at the time. And his indefinite suspension for
Kirk Merritt.
For flashing. He didn't just flash.
No.
He took it out.
Yeah.
Massaged it.
Oh, he did?
Slowly. Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yo. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that would be the
moving it around.
Right, where he was itching it.
That's what his lawyer
allegedly
said.
Yeah.
Did you see the quotes from the victim on this?
No.
Oh, no, no. One of the victims spoke to my man Brent Zwerneman, the Chronicle, and no, she's fairly certain. I think she made it sound like she would know the difference between someone scratching and playing.
Oh.
You know, she called it absurd that anyone would even try to pass that off as, you know, a medical condition. And it's going to be fascinating to see what ends up happening with him. But
well, the thing that
especially it was like back to back.
Yeah, that's just it.
From people,
like, okay, so if it happens once and you're like, oh my god, I'm sorry, it's just really it was itching and I apologize, that was inappropriate of me, but it was just driving me nuts and I had to, no pun intended, I had to scratch it. And then, but you do it again, like what, the next day?
Yeah, like
another lady, like that's intentional.
Yeah, well, some of her direct quotes was, well, on that specifically, she said it could not have been Jokic. That doesn't fit the situation at all. That's just absurd. She said, it was almost like I wasn't there until I got nervous and started to pack up and leave. Then he just stared at me, which was disconcerting.
Wow,
made me want to leave even more. So he was really, you know.
That's very weird.
And she was there, you know, It's a tutor.
Yeah.
And he got excited, apparently.
And that's insane. Like, what makes, what, I don't understand what goes through someone's head that, oh, you know what, this will probably be all right. Like, she shouldn't, this probably won't weird her out. Like, who thinks that way?
Okay. Okay. This is not in his defense.
Okay.
And
it sounds like it's going to be.
Whenever you say that, that was a bad entry into this.
No, too late now.
Let me start over.
Nope.
There is no defense
for
this.
Okay.
All right.
But.
You as.
But.
There is no defense for this. However. No. How do we know that at some point.
Stop. I'm not even going to let you continue with that.
You don't even know where I'm going.
I don't. It doesn't matter.
No, it matters.
Okay, fit it. What? I want to
hear
you.
Yana, can I speak, Yana, please?
Okay.
Pac-Man, get on trial, y'all.
Y'all.
That a lot of times people do things that have worked before. As ridiculous as that may be, as disgusting as it can be to some, as illegal as it obviously is and should be, if he's ever whipped it out, done, you know, got
whatever
going, and then somebody's like, hey, how you doing?
There's zero.
There's not zero.
1% chance that works.
Well, so he has to do it 100 times.
No.
That's why he was back the other
two
day.
Two down, 98 Hello. To go.
He's like, two and a half more months later.
It's like
and
sales.
We don't know what day he was on. He could have been on day 97.
That's true. He's like, it's only 3 more days and this is going to work. But I still don't understand. Like, even if it worked the one time, why?
Oh, if it worked.
No. Even if it worked the one time, you're like, okay,
this
lightning
is
in the bottle.
This is not in the defense.
That's all you're doing at this point.
This is horrible. How'd I get on this side of the table?
I don't know, but that's a beautiful thing, watching you squirm.
Anything that you've ever done and it worked, you've like, wow.
Like to pick up ladies?
Right. Right?
Yeah, but well, I've never pulled my penis
like,
out.
So Nick, like, oh, Nick would know.
Damn, that was cold-blooded, Nick.
Nick said a good weekend was one.
Oh, you're going to bring that back up?
Oh.
No, you did not, Jerome.
But that one time it worked, you went back every weekend to that trying it again.
But I get there's a difference between there's a difference between a pickup line and pulling your junk out. Like one is a crime, the other one is corny.
But there are some people who commit crime. That's what some people do.
Yeah, Bill Cosby, where did that get it? Well, this worked.
Well, no. Now, you actually touched on something pretty interesting.
Okay.
That's a whole different category.
Is it?
Yes.
It's all
because he
illegal?
Was drugging them.
No. Drugging somebody and physically assaulting them.
Yeah, it's worse. In my
raping
opinion.
Them is
sure.
a whole.
It's, sure. It's worse.
It's a whole different.
But it's still illegal.
Yeah, and so is jaywalking and bank robbery. No, they're
jaywalking's
whole, they're
a
different
misdemeanor,
categories.
But that's not illegal.
But it's. Is it on the law books? It's illegal. There's a different category. I mean, that's a different category. Like I said, I saw some people who just dislike, and I'd see the news story today that Bill O'Reilly is out at Fox, and people who dislike him, I get it. He's, you know, he's a nut. Mm-hmm. But they're like, oh, he's like Bill Cosby. No, he's not. You know, he's a mess. He's probably a predator. You know, in those terms, and I know if I was a female, I wouldn't want to work around him and be around him. But he's not Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby is a rapist. Yeah, that's a big whole difference.
And so this guy is pleasured himself.
Yeah, but fondling yourself in front of a woman is like a gateway drug to rape. Like, that's, if you're going to do that, if you're brazen enough to do that.
If you're brazen enough to brag about smoking marijuana on the radio, you'll be shooting heroin in a couple of weeks, right?
Not necessarily.
That's not necessarily. But it's still wrong and illegal.
Yes.
So, I'm not saying what he did is, that's ridiculous and illegal and disgusting and sick and sad. And, yeah, there should be laws against that. But one of the comments on the Chronicle story was, he should be castrated. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, I mean... A rapist, I could agree with that, but
that's not overdue.
Different degrees,
and of course, it's a hell of a lot easier for me to say I wasn't the victim.
That's true.
You know,
I mean, what if Barry Warner would have pulled his junk out right there? His other junk, not his belly button penis, but the other one.
It wouldn't have made a difference.
No,
I'm as disgusted. I'm as disgusted as I could possibly be.
You'd have just been like,
not a darn thing he could have done to make it worse than it was.
You'd have been like, oh look, two belly buttons. Okay. That's pretty cool. You got an upper belly button and a lower belly button. That's pretty neat. Good for you.
They come high and low, don't they? Yeah. No. As long as he didn't rub his belly button on me.
Yeah.
You know, he's just over there. I mean.
What she went through, even having to sit there and watch that.
Well, she didn't have to watch.
Well, she didn't. She got up and she left.
Right.
But she didn't have a choice at the beginning. And it was with, across the room.
No, he didn't.
We're talking side by side.
He didn't put it like in her face. She was sitting
there. If you're within arm's reach, well, stick your arm out. That's how close it was. Damn it, Jerome, put your pants up. Arm's reach, it might as well be in her face. Two in a row? First Barry, now you? My God. But you are black, so it's like opposite ends of the spectrum.
Well, you said because, arm.
Yeah, belly button to a baby arm. That would be...
Oh, God, we need a break so bad. I think we're going to actually talk about the Rockets.
I think
we
violated some FCC rules there.
You got me over here defending a...
Yeah, I can't believe you did that.
First stage predator.
Well, the first time we did a show together, you tried to sucker me into some racist comments. So, turnabout's fair play. I got you.
We'll be back in a minute. 713-780 ESPN is your number.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back into the show. 713-780-ESPN is your number. At Jerome Solomon on Twitter for me. At Barry is funny for Mr. Laminack over there.
At
the producer Nick guy over there. He's got a great photo of Barry Warner. I know y'all are rushing to see that. let me add to it. He has no clothes on.
Oh, I don't know how we've managed. I mean, I think we've done okay getting back on track after that. But I've only been doing radio 4+ years. That was by far the most unnerving segment I've ever done in my life.
A little disconcerting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not you. When you walked in today, you're ready to go, and you know, it's but that's what you do. It's like an athlete. You have to be prepared for a guy to fumble the opening kickoff. You got to be ready.
Boy.
And boy.
Did he.
He fumbled that sucker, all right. He fumbled and took a crap right on the goal line. 713-780-ESPN is your number. The Rockets take on the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight in Game 2. The first game was a complete wipeout by the Rockets. Close game at halftime. They had a 5-point lead and then went to work. And Oklahoma City decided not to play.
Yeah.
20 points in the third quarter, 13 points in the fourth quarter. You're not going to beat the Rockets scoring 33 points and a half. You're going to have to score 32 points in at least one or two quarters to beat the Rockets most nights.
And they'll give it to you, too. Their defense is porous enough that they'll give you a 33-point quarter for sure.
Points are, or they should be available. They weren't as much on Sunday. We'll see how it works out tonight. I thought the Rockets were overconfident coming in, just the way they talked and the way they acted. And they are just absolutely certain that if they do what they're supposed to do, they can handle this team and it won't be close. And I thought, and I don't disagree with them, but I thought that when you enter something knowing that you're the best team and knowing that you can get it done, but you haven't done it before, because the Rockets haven't, they've had a great season. They finished with how many ever wins it was. It's still the first year coach,
mm-hmm.
a first year system. Many of their key players our first-year guys in the rotation, in this system, first playoff game for that group. I thought there would be some nerves, and there was. They shot air balls early on. They got off to a sluggish start, but Oklahoma City didn't take advantage of it. So I was expecting that to be a potential upset in the first game. And now tonight, after Oak City has heard how bad they are, we'll see. I mean, but clearly the Rockets are the better team.
Clearly. And they did things that I don't think anyone expected them to do, including out-rebound Oklahoma City. 56-41 in that first game. And I don't think anyone would have told you that would have happened. I felt like they needed to stay close to them when it came to rebounds to have a chance, you know, to be able to,
yeah, but
to be,
dominate them. No.
Yeah. And then Nick brought up the second chance points. At one point, it was 21-0. Rockets 21 second chance
at halftime.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And
they finished up 31-4, which is unheard
insane.
Of. Oklahoma City's the best rebounding team in the league.
Yeah. And not only that, but then I guess that my question to you would be, and Nick, you as well, what do you think that second half was? Was it good Rockets defense or was it poor Thunder offense? Because 33 points, someone's getting the blame for it. Who was it? Or is it a combination?
Well, this kind of goes into why a lot of people say that Russell Westbrook should be the MVP, is that he is such a dominant player that he can carry this group of scrubs to contention night in and night out. Not right. Contention for a title, but I'm saying that's how they win games. He wasn't that guy on Sunday. And you see why he needs to be Mr. Triple-Double guy for the Thunder to be any good. When he's not Mr. Triple-Double guy, they look like that. You know, if he was doing what he normally does, that turns into a different ballgame. They realize, okay, Russ is not doing what he does. We're not any good. The Rockets are now going to start making some shots because they didn't make any early. And part of that rebounding, too, particularly the offensive rebounding, that comes from them throwing up so many bricks from outside.
Yeah.
You know, the Rockets, when you miss long three-pointers and the Rockets didn't shoot that well from deep, you have to hustle to get the rebounds, but the Rockets wouldn't chase them down and got rebounds, but they scored when they got those rebounds. I think at halftime, they had the 20 points, and they'd made 8 out of 9 shots after the 9 offensive rebounds. At the end of the game, they had 14 offensive rebounds, and they scored on 12 of those after they got it back. And those include get the offensive rebound and get a three-pointer and stuff. That's how they got the 31 points.
Yeah.
So you're not going to do that every night. You know?
Well, Russ was
they won't do that tonight.
Russ was a minus 25, if you're looking at plus-minus, which was the worst in the game. And, I don't know. I don't want to give too much credit to the Rockets' defense, and I don't know, you know, if you should or shouldn't, but something has to explain that 33 points in the second half. And I don't know, Nick, you were at the game too.
I think the problem for OKC is that their second best offensive weapon is Oladipo.
Yeah.
You got Westbrook that's, I feel like, dominating most of the offense, and he's done that for most of the season. And like Jerome mentioned, I mean, you kind of need him to be that guy, because for the most part, they've depended on him. I don't know if I'd credit too much defense to the Rockets, but obviously Beverly had a good game defensively. He kind of was the story of the game.
He had a great game offensively.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just tend to think they don't have enough offensive weapons. That's just my view of the Thunder.
But I think to your point, Jerome, what you said about Westbrook is it's obvious if you look at what he did, his line, 6 of 23 from the field, 3 of 11 from three point arc. And he was, again, minus 25. He had 22 points, but that's not what...
And that's 10 points below his norm.
Yeah.
So that's a really off night.
But that still doesn't make up the 31 points that they lost by. Even if he gets into the 30s, they're still losing by 20.
But no, but it changes the way the entire game is played. It changes... I mean, they scored 13 points in the fourth quarter.
Right.
If he's doing what he normally does, they play the fourth quarter for real. They backed off after they fell down by 30, you know, early in the fourth.
That's
as well.
True. For the last couple of minutes.
Yeah, it's a completely different ballgame. He had 9 turnovers. He has turnovers sometimes. And, you know, he can put up some turnovers, but look at his turnovers versus James Harden's turnovers.
Yeah.
I'm not going to doggy Rockets fan. The Rockets didn't play their best game either, offensively especially.
I mean, 10 of 33, you know, from three-point line. Isn't, I mean,
Harden was
typical,
3 of 11 on three-pointers as well. Yeah. So they can play better. They can do more. I expect it to be a lot closer game. And again, Westbrook is so dominant and so good. The Rockets got back. They built that wall that Mike D'Antoni has talked about. And he and I talked about it last week. And D'Antoni was just, you're not going to be able to do it 100% of the time. You just got to do it very often. You can't forget it. And you don't usually forget it nearly as much in the playoffs as you do in the regular season when you have those lapses. But I expect Westbrook to crank it up to an entirely different level tonight, and it's gonna be fun to watch him go, really? Y'all think y'all can do that to me the entire series? It's going to be interesting.
I think he plays like a man on a mission tonight, but I still don't know if it's enough to beat the Rockets. It's literally him versus the Rockets.
I kind of wanted to ask you, Jerome, because D'Antoni mentioned that he's not worried about the three-point shot not falling as long as they hit the boards, keep the turnovers low, do the intangibles and stuff like that. That kind of worked out in the first game, but
yeah,
will that continue, especially if they advance to round two?
Yeah, no, that's the thing that he was dead on. He wouldn't be worried about missing shots because the Rockets score a lot of points even when they miss shots. It's all those other things. Well, it's those other things that they didn't do in the games they lost during the season. So those other things are the up and down. Those are the things that come and go. This team played really good defense on Sunday. It's not a really good defensive team. Mm. So they're not going to play that defense every night. They may play it. They play, and they don't necessarily need it to win. They need it to beat this team by 30 points. And they're going to have a bad defensive game. When will it happen? We'll find out.
And on top of that, I mean, just to use the same scenario, when you look at Westbrook isn't going to score 22 in every game. He's going to get his 30 or so. But you're also not going to get 21 from Pat Beverly every game. So, I mean, so those are some of the differences that I think it'll be interesting to see how they play out. Beverly probably scores closer to, you know, 10 or 12 in an average game in this series. So where are you going to make up those points from? It's got to come from somebody like Anderson or Anderson had 4 points. You need more from those guys.
Gordon can be better. I mean, that's the thing. The Rockets can be better too.
Yeah.
But saying the Rockets can be better and the Thunder can be better means, oh, the Rockets will win by 31 again. No, it's not going to work that way.
Right.
You know, Harden can be better. You know, it's not going to work that way. The game is 0-0. The Rockets don't enter tonight leading by 31 points. You know,
Did you think that Nene would play more minutes?
It didn't have to. That was the thing. I mean, the Rockets are going to try to turn the mismatch into playing small, so they'll just play one big guy at a time as much as they can, especially when it's working.
Okay. Yeah.
He played well when he was out there.
He did. Yeah. I thought they were saving him for the playoffs, and then he only plays 19 minutes, so I guess maybe they're still saving him for the next round. Who knows?
All right. Well, he's no spring chicken. Now.
That's true. All right, guys. Want to tell you about Gulf State Home Buyers. If you need to sell your home and you need to do so quickly, give the folks over at Gulf State Home Buyers a call, and they'll tell you, no problem, we'll buy it, and we'll make you a cash offer. If you're trying to get out from under your house and doing it quickly is a problem because you have maybe back taxes, delinquent HOA dues, divorce, you're going through bankruptcy or a foreclosure, maybe you even lost your job, whatever it is, give Gulf State Home Buyers a call, 281-717-6100, and let them help you. They make you a cash offer, handle all the paperwork from beginning all the way through closing, and all you do is sit back, relax, and let their team of professionals do the work for you. They have attorneys, title companies, and an entire in-house staff of professionals that are waiting on you and ready to show you a stress-free way to sell your home. 281-717-6100. Get a clear understanding of your situation now. If it's title issues or you just need a quick closing, give them a call. They're ready to help. Gulf State Home Buyers, 281-717-6100, or visit them on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
No Joel today. Jerome, Barry, and Nick with you until 4. This is The Usual Suspects. Gal Media is proud to be the official sports media sponsor for the 2017 BPMS 150. This Thursday is BPMS 150 packet pickup day. Everyone riding in the event needs to stop by Memorial Park between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. to pick up your participation packets. Make sure you stop in the ESPN tent and win some station swag. Plus, register to win tickets to Cirque du Soleil. Curious. There you go.
That's it?
Pick up your packets. I'm actually getting...
pick up a packet. That, yeah. Maybe just, like it's a dope drop or something.
Right. And then they said swag. Do we are we still okay to use swag?
I think.
Is that all right?
I'm sure it's okay.
It's in the liner, so we have to.
Yeah.
I'm actually hosting the for the MS-150, I'm hosting the midway party in LaGrange. Everyone stops, I guess, halfway through, and a lot of people spend the night in LaGrange and then finish the race the next day. I'll be there on the 29th, I think at about 6 o'clock. There's a big party, and they have like these jersey contests, and I'll be hosting that. So I'm pretty excited about
that. Wet jersey contest?
No, they're not wet. Not yet.
Why are they not wet?
I don't. Well, maybe they're sweaty.
Haven't
I don't
they been
know.
Riding?
Yeah.
Duh.
Okay. Maybe they are. But remember,
what, this is a drag bike ride.
Barry Warner can ride a bike too, Jerome. Does that tickle your fancy?
Why do you keep going to Barry naked?
I'm just
as soon as I
there's
move
more
past
dudes.
The trauma from today, you pull me back in.
Because there's probably more dudes than chicks doing the MS-150. Bike ride, and I don't know that I'm ready for a wet jersey contest with that.
More dudes than chicks.
Yeah.
I don't know what the dude-chick ratio is
for bike riders
on the MS-150.
I guess I'm going to find out on the 29th, though.
How many dudes are you willing to look at for a really hot chick, though, is the question.
I mean, what do we say? One out of every 100?
No.
Is that the percentage?
I didn't ask you how many times you're willing to whip it out.
If I could see one wet jersey on a chick for every 99 dudes, that's probably not enough. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I need a better ratio.
But along those lines.
I'm sure they're listening going, why did we choose this guy? What have we done?
Along those lines, what's so exciting about a wet t-shirt contest?
Like, I really don't know.
I mean, it's just.
I'm 43
it's
now.
It's a woman with wet t-shirt. I'm like, what? I don't.
I'm the wrong dude to ask.
Even when you were 23.
Well, like,
I mean, don't the shirts eventually come off?
No,
that's a no t-shirt contest.
Yeah, that's called a strip club.
I don't think
that's called the first dance at the strip club. Then it's the second dance when it comes off.
I get those confused all the time.
Listen, if you tip at the first dance, you're an a-hole. You could go to hell. No one likes a first dance tipper. I will be perfectly honest with you.
That's the move.
No,
that's how she knows you serious.
No, that's bleep. Don't do that. Do not tip at the first dance. You're only encouraging that behavior. They're like kids. It's like if they do something wrong, you don't encourage that behavior. You don't tip in the clothes-on dance. You don't do that.
Silly rabbit. But they're just breasts. I don't understand.
I know.
I don't get what's the difference if the top is on or off anyway.
Well, I mean, you can see it, so I get that little bit.
But you can see them with...
I know. There's the internet and pictures and
I mean, even on a woman who's got a tiny little bra, I mean.
Yeah.
It's just breast.
I'm kind of with you, but I'm with you now that I'm 43. Like, I would never go to a strip club now.
When you were 20.
When I was 23.
Yeah, nice try. Yeah, your wife listen.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't even know. But don't tip on the first dance.
But I would never go there. Don't you guys are messing up for the rest of
you're
us.
You're screwing it up for now.
But I would never go into such a place.
I wouldn't. I know these rules, but that, hey.
Do you know the rules?
I know the rules of chess, but that doesn't mean I play. All right? Look. And I know this rule, too. Never get a stripper pregnant. I know that rule.
Is that a rule?
That is a rule.
When did that become a rule?
That's always
from the beginning of
never
time.
Never raw dog a stripper. Are you hearing me? Why is Carmelo Anthony?
So all of them are.
Bro, you never. Listen, raw dog and a stripper. There's only two things that can come from that. Kids and herpes. And you can't get rid of either one. So you don't do that. That's a no-no.
Are you going somewhere with this?
I'm just saying, Carmelo Anthony got a stripper pregnant, allegedly. And why? Like, that's rule number one. Someone should have been like, look, okay.
Have you seen her?
But don't raw dog. No. Is she?
Oh, God.
Really?
Oh, yes. Lord.
I need to Google this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, so.
So, am I going to forgive him?
There are exceptions to every rule. I'm not defending what he did.
But. Here we go again.
Defense attorney for lewd and outlandish and ridiculous and sickening behavior today?
Jerome Solomon, pervert defender.
Call me anytime. I'll help you get off. Well, if you got off.
If you got off, I'm going to get you off. Wait a minute. That came out wrong. I'm the tough, smart, pervert defender.
I'm hard on, well, on the prosecution.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. Send your bad messages to Barry.
Yeah.
I've got nothing to do with this.
Now I've got to Google Carmelo Anthony's stripper.
Yeah, she's relatively
attractive. Do you have a name?
And she looks like a college student because she's one shirt. She's wearing a Northwestern t-shirt. So clearly she's just trying to pay her way through school.
Yeah.
He's just donating her college fund, her scholarship fund, and people are upset. Like, come on. I mean, you know, if you're not in it to help the children, you know, and do more for education. What good is your money if you can't use it for, you know, the power of the mind? A mind is a terrible thing to waste, especially on a beautiful woman.
This is the worst advertisement.
Okay, let me rework that. I got another hour and a half. I'll fix this.
You need to work on it.
Hang in there, Carmelo. I'm gonna get you back before it's done.
And
wait a minute. Now, Carmelo. In his defense, not that there's a defense for this. However, he was running up and down the court shooting jumpers one night, and a guy on the other team said, "Hey, your wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios."
Is that a true story?
That would be a true story.
No. I do not remember
Kevin
that.
Kevin Garnett.
He said that.
Oh, that's Carmelo wanted to fight him out in the parking lot.
I did not know How did I miss that story?
Met KG at the bus like, "Hey, man. You can't be talking about my wife like that." They were like, "Well, that's what she tastes like."
I will say this.
So maybe, you know.
I will say this. It did get him out of the marriage with Lala, which I think was probably in his best interest. I mean, let's face it. I mean, she's really not all that, is she? I don't think so.
She ain't awful.
Well.
I don't think she's that hot either.
She's maybe a four? I'll put her on a four.
I'll give her a six, but I don't think she's that
six?
Hot. Yeah, I'll give her a six.
But. Okay, hold on.
I mean, it got him out of that.
Some pictures of her again.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe you're looking.
I know.
Maybe
you're
looking currently. And so now you're defending him for upgrading now? Because
I'm just saying that was the only good thing that came out of it. She wasn't a four when they hooked up. Saying that was the only good thing that came out of it was a poor choice of words too. But no,
I can't believe you're gonna ruin the beautiful thing of childbirth. The potential childbirth.
I'm just saying, I never thought Lala was
She's not a four. Come on,
she's somewhere between a four and a five. If you want me to stretch it, you must be looking at some really bad photos of her because
she's not between a four and a five.
Send me, hell no, there will be no discussion.
She's not between a four and a five.
Send me the hottest Lala picture you can find.
I just tell you to randomly pick one. I'm
looking at one.
I haven't even looked at a bunch, but a four and a five?
Yes. Because I'm looking.
You just don't like black women.
Oh, son,
is this a race thing?
No. Not at all.
That's a four and a five.
I love all women.
That's after she done some work or something.
Yeah.
That don't look like her.
Well.
But even that thing right there is not a four and a five.
What is that? That's a two. That's a two right there. That looks like the lady that sprays you with perfume at the mall. That is a two.
Now you gonna catch the woman who mad about something. And catch her when she angry.
You said pick a picture. That's all I did.
That's not a four and a five.
Let's go a third one, Jerome.
I'm not even. Let's go.
She's a one in this one. This is getting worse.
See you.
She looks like Grace Jones in this one.
You gonna come on here?
Yes, she does.
Well, two things.
Don't say Grace Jones is
two
hot.
Two things. One, she doesn't look like Grace Jones. And two, Grace Jones. Which Grace Jones are we talking about?
See, you can't. We're talking Boomerang Grace Jones.
Really?
Body-wise, a woman with a flat top is more than a haircut.
Are you out of your damn mind?
We can't have matching flat tops. That's not going
to
work.
It's hair. It don't matter. It's just hair. You making love to the hair?
I don't know. Really?
Well, in that case, you ought to think Lala over there is a 29
She's
with her
got a
hair.
Bald fade in this picture.
She's got hair in the other photo, and you would bother about it. She's not a four to five, dude.
She is.
Now we get racial up in here.
prove me wrong. That's all I'm saying. Prove me wrong.
The picture you showed was not a four. She's not. I mean, a four?
Yeah.
Your scale.
I'm picky.
If she's a
I'm
four,
picky.
There is no such thing. What do you think? What is Roseanne Barr? An 11 to you then? Because
no.
clearly your scales are upside down.
No.
Yeah, and she's by scales, I mean literally.
She's a 0.1, Roseanne Barr. No way.
Good Lord.
No.
A four?
Yeah.
I'm not saying she's the hottest thing on the planet, but a four?
I said I'd go as high as a five. I'm willing to go high as a five,
You're just making up stuff. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Hell, Barry Water was a four.
You're desperate now.
I know we need a break now. Hey, speaking of having babies.
Yeah.
An athlete going to have one. That clearly means she's no longer a virgin. We'll discuss who that is when we come back. This is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Bittersweet. You know who it is.
This is Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
3780-ESPN is your number. The nerve. Text in and help me out here. I mean, I'm not calling her a supermodel or anything, but Lala a four?
People want me to retweet the pictures that I'm using and ask them. And people have been texting in.
Yeah.
So one text says, this show is way better with two brothers. That's not accurate, sir.
The Ashton J.
Yeah.
That's a four? Please. Exactly. He sent you four my ass, bro.
Okay.
Look at that one. That's a four.
Those fake breasts she has are awful. Definitely a four. Lala's a four. I'm never listening again.
Fake breast man.
See, somebody said Lala's a four. I'm never listening again.
They're lying. They're still listening right now.
Yeah, Lala is a four to a low six. Retreat what you're using and let the fans decide. She's a solid 3.5. That's from Chris from Beaumont. Wendy Williams is a three.
Okay.
All right, but I don't know what that has to do with Lala.
Dr. Dre on 290, you blocked.
What did he say?
It's just disgusting. I didn't come here for this. I say here, I didn't mean the station or the show. I mean, I'm talking Earth. I didn't come here. I wasn't sent here for this, Dr. Dre on 290. Good. Oh, God.
Someone says she looks like a female Raven Simone.
This dude made Barry look attractive.
What happened?
Man, he didn't. He tagged you on it minutes ago.
I've got a ton of, what the hell?
That ain't.
Dr. Dre, what are you doing, man?
You're dead to us.
Although that does, those nipples look like Barry Warner's belly button. It does. It looks like this dude has two Barry Warner belly buttons for nipples. Oh, I'm retweeting that just so everyone else has to suffer.
And we'll continue on with more classic radio this afternoon here on The Usual Suspects.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Do me a favor.
Uh-huh.
Do not. I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to people. Do not tweet us your disgusting old man naked pics. I've seen enough. I've done it because I'll be throwing up over here in a minute. Now, if you. So, Lala's a four, between a four and a five.
Yes.
What's Serena Williams?
Oh, she's probably a 7.5, 8. She's a 7.5 or an 8.
He literally spit water on the floor.
I'll see y'all later. I'm gone.
Is she a 10? Serena's not a 10.
I'm out of here. I'm not going to talk to you on the air if that's the, what? What?
What do you want? She's an 8.
You call out man's religion like that?
She's a little thick for me, Jerome. I can't handle all that.
It ain't my fault you can't handle it.
You're right. I freely admit that.
Crazy up in here.
I can't
handle it. Well, now I know I'm talking to a lunatic. You should have told me that before I came in here. And we went on with the show.
I'm guessing.
You got me reacting like this on the air. We could have done this in the commercial and people wouldn't know I'm losing my mind.
Well, there goes this text. Quentin, from Quentin. Barry sounds black. Jerome sounds white. Well.
Yeah, darn right I do. Dead gummit? Well, gosh darn it, Quentin. Is it Quentin or Quentin?
Quentin. Quentin.
It's not Quentin?
Yeah.
How you know it's not Quentin? Oh, that's how you black folks say it, huh? He all Quentin dog up in this for you, huh?
Q-dog. yeah. Somebody.
Oh, God, we're going to be banned.
I don't understand. I know. God, this has been insane. And we still have an hour left. They're going to kick us out.
Serena owes a what? A 7?
And I said 7.5 to an 8.
You started with the word 7.
Right.
That threw you. It didn't matter what you said after.
Listen, I have a preference. I am more.
Clearly.
I am more of a Halle Berry petite woman than a Serena Williams.
Too.
No, I like my women petite. I don't like thick girls.
Okay, that's fine.
So if Serena Williams wasn't thick, she would be a 9 or a 10. But she's too thick for me.
She would be Venus.
I can't. That's true. But I prefer my women more petite than thick. So that's just a personal preference. So somebody like a Halle Berry would be a 9 or a 10. A Serena Williams would be a 7.5. Still a beautiful woman. Just not 10 level for me. I'm sorry.
Don't try to defend
and Lala.
Don't try to defend your ridiculousness.
I'm giving you the facts, Jerome. I know it shatters everyone's image of me that they think I'm a black man that loves thick women. And it's just, none of that is true.
They say very cool, you know. People think he black. Then I come on and ask about Serena. And he go like.
I know I shattered the stereotype.
You don't even sound white.
Men.
You sound like, you know, from the North Pole. You're not even American.
So she's a 10 for you, I'm guessing. A 10?
She's been a 10.
Okay.
And she slipped to like 9.8.
Okay. Why did she slip?
To 9.8?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, she's a little older now.
Okay.
And now she's pregnant. She's got a child
so you
in her belly.
Wait, you only knocked off 0.2 for being pregnant?
Oh, Lord.
That's it?
I'm going to stand up for all the women out here who I think you're beautiful when you are with child. I didn't knock off the 0.2 for the pregnancy. And he's over here claiming you're supposed to knock off points on a woman's beauty
it was a
when
question.
They're with child. Oh, no, there was no question mark on the end. That was a period. It was, in matter of fact, it was an exclamation mark.
No, it was a question mark. It was a question mark. Did you deduct 0.2 because she's pregnant?
No, I said because she's older now.
Okay.
So she used to be a 10. Now she's like a 9.8. And then I mentioned, and she's also pregnant because that was breaking news today. There was a separate. You know,
okay. All right. I just making sure you weren't deducting points for being pregnant.
No, you said only knocking off 0.2. We got it on the tape.
Don't put words.
You said only knocking off 0.2.
I was using your words, Jerome.
I didn't. The word only hadn't come up here.
Let's just not go back. Let's keep moving forward with the show.
Yeah.
We don't want to live in the past.
Because she was only a 7 for you. Now she's pregnant. She's a what, 2?
Yeah, no, but she loses that half. Because now she's thicker. That's why. It has nothing to do with the baby. There's just, listen.
This is a man.
As a white man, I will say comes a point.
The beauty of creating life is making a woman fat and disgusting to him. That's what he's saying to you.
As a white man, I will say that there comes a point where there's just too much ass. There's just too much.
See, that's.
I can't even understand.
Are you speaking English now?
You've never heard that phrase put together. Like, too much ass. He's like, does that mean there's too many donkeys in us? What? I've never heard that phrase. Too much ass. Yes.
I'm sorry. It's a foreign concept to me. I'm
telling you, there can be too much ass. Yes. I'm sorry. I know that. I know that doesn't compute for you, but
no, I really I'm just
somebody wants to know what's Beyonce to me. 9.5. 9.5, 10. Beyonce
is thick.
She's not as thick as Serena. Serena's like 2 Beyonces thick.
You've never seen them in person, have you?
No, I've never seen either one of them in person.
Okay, well
I'd probably change my ratings to 11s if I did though.
You need to get a smartphone and get rid of that flip phone and quit looking at little dirty pictures on your little flip because they make bigger phones with bigger pictures
that
you can see. Because, yeah, Serena might.
This
Serena
looked a little, from Barry Warner.
Serena looked real thick on your old Motorola.
Okay.
Move up to a widescreen.
Lala's an 8. All right, you guys. That's ridiculous. Lala's not an 8. Even Jerome will tell you she's not
Serena's
an 8.
Not a 7.
Good 7 God. And a half, 8.
Jesus.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree.
We need to go. No, no. We agree that you lost your mind. We not agreeing on anything other than that. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. What's our way back jam that's jamming now?
Just the instrumental Lottie Dottie. Yeah. I couldn't find clean version. So
you couldn't find a clean version of Snoop Dogg's version of Lottie Dottie.
Right.
Right. Okay.
The original was clean.
Yeah. Yeah. Snoop Dogg dirtied it up.
Yeah. Snoop tends to do
what
that.
He does.
Yeah. Oh, but Snoop kind of thin and petite. Like, you like him. So what, he a 9?
Don't you even start that. Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
What?
Don't you put that on me.
Oh, all of a sudden there's something wrong with that?
Damn it, Jerome. I'm going to break.
So you anti-pregnancy, you anti-black women, you anti-ass, which is just...
What? He added anti-black women in there.
What? Oh, this is off the rails.
Oh, God. Well, thank you all for enjoying the show, because we're allegedly supposed to have a third hour. That's not going to happen.
We'll see.
When we do come back, hey, maybe we'll talk some baseball.
All right.
For the white man. This is... The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a 5-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's Rinse.com.